Doula's Ghost, we're back. The day after our live stream. We're so excited to be back in the same house for weeks on end.
It was fun while it lasted, though.
It was. This is past Trey and Jake saying, wow, we had so much fun on the live stream. It went so well.
Wow. I can't believe you said that one thing.
Right? I know. It was crazy. And then that...
Then they laughed.
It was, and then could you believe Taylor Swift came?
What a special guest. Yeah. And then that streaker.
Huh. Yeah.
Never seen one in real life.
Yeah. It was such a small room to streak in.
Yeah.
He was just doing a little 10-yard shuffle.
Yeah, he was doing like a quick suicide. Touch the line. Touch the line. Back.
Okay.
Come back.
Dude, you ever watch shows on HBO? They'll just hit you with some...
No, parents won't let me.
I mean, mine shouldn't. Well, I've been watching this show, The Leftovers. Great show.
Okay.
It's about how 2% of the world's population disappears on a random day. They call it the departure. They think maybe it's the rapture. Maybe it's something else.
What?
That's the premise.
Oh, this is like a fictional thing.
This didn't really happen. I was like... But they're not teaching us in class. Like, they're not teaching this.
2% is a lot, Trey. Okay.
Yeah, that's why the show is interesting. And I'm into... We're halfway through season two. There's been no nudity. And then, bam, halfway through season two, they hit me with a fully naked man. I'm sitting there with my wife. We're both like, oh. And
it's like, I need some sort of gateway drug.
You always got to do this, HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... How? Imagine being on set for that.
I think about that all the time. Not all the time.
Yeah, but it's... I can't imagine.
Got to be a little uncomfy. Just because we've... somewhat been on some sets before and stuff, and just like there's a lot of people, a lot of time.
I've been naked before, I've been on set before. I've never want to do the both.
Think about combining them, and it doesn't seem that nice.
That dude, I haven't thought of this in years. Back when I was on Vine, I was blown up on Vine 2013, 2014.
Okay,
and when that's first happening to you, you have just no concept of real life. You know, I was people start hitting you up like, hey man, you're talented. Like, I know. I'm my brother's Hozier's manager, and we're going to have you open for him on tour. And I'm like, wow, yeah, I'm going to be the next Justin Timberlake.
That'll for sure happen.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember one of these weird offers was like, we love your... That's what... Like, I'm watching some of these TikTok kids, and I'm thinking the same thing that happened to me where they're like... I saw they were interviewing this kid because they're like paparazzi the heck out of these kids. It's like, what's next, man? What's next? And this kid's blown up because... I was blown up because I was making goofy videos. This guy's blown up just because he's 19 and so hot.
Yeah.
Just so hot.
That's all it takes.
And he's like, I'm acting. He's probably never thought of acting in his life. And that's what it does to you. You're just like, yeah, I'm getting all this attention. It makes sense that I'll win a Grammy now.
I should be.
I'm going to win an Oscar now.
In front of the camera and have more attention.
So that's what it was doing. There's like, I'm like, this is how you do the WAP and do the laundry. And then someone sent me up like, we want you to be the lead role in this film. I'm like, that makes sense.
I can totally see why you thought to ask me.
But, and when I say that, it was obviously not a legit offer. And then they sent me this script. I'm like, we want you to play the lead role. I think you'd be a great, you'd fit the role great. Just want to let you know, this character does involve a very explicit sex scene. I'm like, wow, what? Like, an innocent little 19-year-old at college and hardly ever kissed a girl, let alone I'm gonna act out a sex scene. I'm like, what?
Like, I'm down, but you're gonna have to show me kind of how it works.
I remember being like, I gotta stick to my morals. I gotta turn this down. Mm-hmm. My gosh, what? That's one thing. I have embarrassing, cringy old videos, but thank goodness I never signed up for some bizarre production.
Yeah, never. Did you ever do any brand deals for the Hot or Not app? So those are always kind of weird on Vine.
Oh, I promote the heck out of Hot or Not app and the Badoo app. Remember Badoo?
Badoo, was that Justin Bieber's one?
What? No, it was like his. That was like based in India or something. Oh, okay. I felt like, and it was just for whatever reason they were just, I think it was early, but the brands weren't really on yet, so you could, kids were getting millions of views, and they just pay a kid like $800 to promote. And it's like, yeah, I'm 16. This is
sweet.
Awesome. It's
a
like,
new phone case.
They probably deserved way more money than that. But I probably did 9 vines for Badoo.
Wow.
Because they were just like, we'll pay you that same amount to do it again. I was like, okay.
Great.
I just remember one of my favorite vines ever. Because every creator was promoting it because they were just, I guess it was working for them.
Good for Badu.
Yeah. And then they even started to do a, then they shifted, instead of a flat rate, they shifted to like, we'll pay you this dollar amount per 100,000 loops or whatever. Gotcha. Once the loops feature got on. I remember I did one that kind of flopped and I got paid way less than I should, but I had one that got like several million loops. I was like, yeah, but come on, everyone, get on Badu. It's a horrible platform.
Yeah. Look at them now.
I have a little more integrity with what I promote now, but I was 19 and it was unbelievable that that was happening to me. And I remember one of my favorite vines ever was this kid who's just 6 seconds. So he just goes, all right, I'll download Badu. And it was a viral vine.
Because it really was everywhere.
It was just everywhere.
Yeah. Do you feel like you get very consistent ads now? Like, is there a new Badu? They're like, I can't get away from this. I feel like it's mattress companies for sure. They retarget question. Like crazy.
Less so me. I think that happens more in the YouTube space. And I do more just on Instagram. I don't know if – I feel like you're probably – and the podcast world too. So I think the HelloFreshes and the
– ExpressVPN.
And the purple mattresses of the world, you're probably like, oh my God. They're on – they're running ads on the YouTube videos. Every podcast in the world talking about it.
Can't get away from them.
And that brings us to our sponsor. This is sponsored by HelloFresh. HelloFresh. No.
Hello
this
Purple.
This is ad-free. Can you imagine if
we had brand deals
paid for this podcast and we should – listen. We got some more people listen to this podcast.
Burger King. What do you think?
Burger King. Yeah.
We should just do fake ads. We should have a fake sponsor, every week.
This is sponsored by us. Live stream already happened. So, get a Do Less God Bless mask. Thank you.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. That's all. Part of me has always wondered, like, if I'm like, you know, I've put out a couple songs this year. I'm going to make a couple more. Like, would it be worth if I reached out one of these TikTok kids, so just like put this song in your TikTok, one TikTok, I bet they charge 20 grand or something. But is that worth it?
You find the right kid who doesn't have a manager yet, and it may not be 20 grand.
I literally think I might, but that's just weird. Hey man, I'm Trey. I'm also on TikTok and other places. I'm just looking to pay some.
I'm in other places. Hey, I'm in my living room right now, but I've also been in other places. Dude, I'm also on TikTok.com. Yeah.
Be interesting. I remember I was talking to this dude who runs like a ad company that specializes in like social media, running ads on Facebook. And they're like, we're going to try something on TikTok. And because they're so big, they have such big clients across social media, they're like able to get in with the TikTok people and like get kind of a beta, whatever. I don't know what that's called.
Something.
But he's like, we got a hold of like 10 of the top 50 creators. This was like a year and a half ago. So I think it was TikTok, might still have been Musical.ly, but it was starting to really, really blow up. And he's like, we got 10 of like the top 50 creators with a combined reach of like over 100 million, and we got it for $10,000.
Wow.
Because people were just clueless.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
And everyone, it was kind of like this little conference thing you said, and everyone in the room was like, what? And so we've probably passed that point. Like people probably caught up, but
yeah,
there's got to be a few kids out there that you could,
at the same time, I think it was maybe that same guy. I don't know who you're telling the story about, but that one guy who's like the Facebook ads guy. I remember he was talking to us when we were in LA that one time. Same guy. And he was trying to do merch for a TikTok star. This was like maybe a year ago or so. She had a couple million followers, but it's crazy how unloyal a TikTok following is. Didn't he say that she sold 6 t-shirts?
Yeah, there was a...
6 her name's t-shirts.
Baby Ariel. If your kids listen to this, they might know who she is. I think she's like 40 million TikTok followers.
Yeah, she's huge.
And they're like, yeah, dropped merch and sold 6 shirts, dude.
He said that phone call with her dad, who was just so excited. So how did the merch go?
Yeah.
He had to tell him.
6.
We sold 6.
That's what's weird about TikTok. I think you're seeing that change a little bit. Like these top kids are definitely.
They've got a little influence
transferring
now.
View. Like their Instagram following is crazy. Their YouTube. But there's definitely like you can have 500,000 followers on TikTok and it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's what that app's so addicting, because anyone can get a following. It's so hard to get a following on Instagram. Like you've uploaded like 5 TikToks and you have like 50,000 followers.
Yeah, I have 60K and it means nothing.
Yeah,
it's no crazy. One's on the street asking me if I'm the guy from TikTok.
Yeah,
I'm like, crazy. I'm the guy from other places, but not from TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. I'm other places.
I've been around.
Are you a guy from living room? Are you a guy from Trey's house all the time?
Yes.
You need some more women in there. Shout out to Let's Go Best Podcast.
Yeah.
Neighbor wants some more women.
Every Friday. But that's a good thought of like one of your singles. I mean, like,
could be,
I feel
could
like
be
Mason Ramsey kind of did that, not with TikTok, but with,
could be interesting.
You know, other creators trying to get a song out there. And
yeah, it's wild. That reminds me. So We're like, the Facebook ads guy, I was a part of this thing in 2019. This buddy of mine who is an influencer, like, got together a bunch of kind of like-minded influencers, people who are make a living on social media online, who are like, keep it clean, and just like try to organize a group where we all got together and became friends and talked about life. Cause I, you know, we have no one to relate to.
Yeah.
Ever. All of our friends are like, yeah, man, I hate going to corporate meetings and this. And we're like,
We're like, can you believe the Dolan twins?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And so, but they put this group together, and what it just lasted a year. But what was funny about it is, like, one of the guys who organized it is this dude who, you could, yeah, I'm not going to name his name, but it's like, he was a quirky guy. So he was kind of leading it, and he had spent years leading one of the largest nonprofits on the internet. So he was like a successful guy and prominent, but like a very quirky guy. You know, he's like a Cali guy, kind of funky. You're like, okay. And then halfway through the year, he starts becoming like a marijuana advocate, and this, like, it really split the room. Where, like, some people were like, oh, I don't really care, and some people were like, this. Okay, my, like, family's here. This is kind of weird.
Because also, it was, like, Christian marijuana.
True. Yeah, true. Yeah, true. That was also he's like, yeah, that's what made it really...
it was just, like, kind of blurred lines.
Yeah, so whatever. But he was just kind of a funky guy. And then, so that kind of caused, like, some people to be like, I don't really want to do this anymore. And it just kind of fizzled out. And COVID would have ruined it anyway. But, and now that guy has digressed to...
Things have happened.
COVID. He went from like interesting guy to like weeds. I'm selling weed in the name of the Lord to COVID. Bill Gates has created COVID. It's the 5G towers are killing us. It's all a hoax. It's all the higher minds of the world trying to like track us and put chips in us. And he's like devoted his social media to that. I was like, this is awesome. And I've loved following that.
You look at the accounts he follows and it's just like, almost like psychedelic, like this whole other side of Instagram, like psychedelic Instagram.
Yeah, psychedelic, like, Instagram.
The world of woke, and it's like,
yeah, it's like the dark.
IG. Have you ever chewed on a fig tree and thought about gravity?
Yeah,
maybe it's time you did.
Yeah, wake up,
wake up,
wake up. Yeah, it's that's been so fun to follow. That reminds me of the video we're talking about, the woke versus racist.
Oh my gosh, you guys got to look this up. If you haven't seen
I think
it.
His name's Ryan Long, but he made this video where like. It's just two guys, and one shirt has on woke and one has on racist. And they're like, we've actually come to the point where we agree. And they're like, black people should only shop at black businesses. And then like, they both agree on that.
I guess.
It's like, it's so funny. And like, it's like bringing such a good point that we're now so woke. We're almost come full circle back to being racist. We're like, we're going to create businesses that are now exclusive again. We're like, only ethnicities are allowed to do that. And then the racist is like, I agree. it's so funny
very,
to think about.
Just very good commentary. Yeah. Just, you know, it's obviously still very funny too. But, you know, I think they both agreed on, they're like, black athletes should not be dating white women and marrying them because in and of itself, that is racist to a degree.
It's just like, it's like a deep-seated racism. You don't realize you're like fetishizing race.
Well, yeah, isn't it's like white, then like white men marrying like people of color who are women is actually fetishizing them, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, yes.
The race is like this. You're against interracial marriage now. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. It was such a funny video.
You're against interracial marriage now.
So yeah, that's the whole story on that. What
go look up that video.
You got a big pickleball tournament.
Signed up for my first tournament. Wow. Actually, I've signed up for two before and they both got canceled. But
dude, we are going. It's this weekend or next?
This weekend, when they're listening to this, yes, it will be this weekend.
Okay.
Going down to Branson, Missouri.
Dude, I'm going to Branson in the next few weeks.
Wait, we just keep going to the
Branson's going to be popping during COVID. I think it's the only all bets are off.
The only city that doesn't know that there's a pandemic. Yeah. So it's like Silver Harbor City, Whitewater, come on.
Yeah.
What's that mask for?
Yeah, dude.
So yeah, their tournament's still on. We played a
That's
game
so fun.
Last night in our league. And we found out that they have this program where you can like test out new paddles and, you know, pickleball. Your only piece of equipment is the paddle, so it's kind of fun. You just you know, it's like a baseball bat, you know, playing high school baseball. It's so like, who is this one have more pop at Chicken and Pickle? You can just like try out like really nice paddles.
Okay,
you know,
is there some like different part of the web, or do they get up? How expensive do they get?
Like $200 is like top of the line.
Okay.
150 is to like really nice, you know, then like
$100. $10 is like a, not even going to get out of bed for $100. Yeah. Might as well not show up.
$5 will give you a 2x4. Say good luck. so that's what I use. No, but I was like, yeah, it'll be fun to like try out new paddles. You know, they have different power, control, whatever, touch. Yeah. And so we get these paddles that were essentially a 2x4. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you know what? Whatever. We're still going to like,
yeah,
we're going to play with this first game. We're down 0-9. You only played 11. And these poor guys against us were just like, you know, we're struggling to get over the net. They're like, oh, good try, you guys. Good try. Oh. You know, they're just being so nice.
Yeah. But you're like,
okay, we're like, just don't wait. Talk to me like yeah, that. Yeah. And then the next game, we switched to our paddles and beat them 11-1. And you know, they had to be going like,
difference. Wow.
What? What just happened?
Wow.
We should have put some money on it. Yeah. Like, dang, it's not up for game.
Me and a buddy of mine played Jake and his partner, and just they dismantled us. I was proud and also embarrassed for you that you've gotten that good at that. But
I will say your partner dragged it down a bit.
Yeah, dude, I will. Yeah, but you guys make. I mean, it makes sense. You were definitely very good at pickleball. But I,
it's
but
all
it's
we
so
did.
Fun, man. I
it's so fun.
Yeah, I need to find a good partner because. Good times, but that reminds me of when I got a ping pong phase. You ever heard of a sandpaper ping pong paddle? Dude, say that three times fast. Go.
Sandpaper ping pong paddle. Sandpaper ping pong paddle. Sandpaper ping pong paddle. Boom.
That wasn't that fast. Sandpaper ping pong paddle. Sandpaper ping pong. You haven't heard of that?
No.
I remember I had a dude who was into ping pong, and he's like, I use the sandpaper paddle. Gosh, dang it. Sandpaper paddle. And it's just... cheap. I mean, it's like, think of a pickleball, you just put sandpaper on it, I guess, to have some traction, but it's just cheap. But he's like, it's just like a power paddle, it's what I use. And I thought that was cool. And I was playing my buddy.
Does it work well?
No. So the story is, I was playing my buddy, and you know, I had like the nicer paddles. I was like, I gotta try something new, because I couldn't beat my friend. I was getting so furious. And he's the type of buddy who just, he'd beat me. He's like, I'd love to play again, I beat you every time. He just talked so much trash. I'm like, again. And I got the sandpaper paddle, and he just smoked me even worse, and I broke it over my leg. And then I remember New Year's, around midnight, 2010.
Okay.
No. Yes. 2010, I beat him for the first time. And then we never played again.
Excuse me, I sneezed.
Yeah, God bless you.
Do you get a New Year's kiss that night?
No.
Kiss the paddle? You say, kiss it!
Man, my
New Kiss Year- it on New Year's!
Man, what's New Year's during Corona going to be like?
I've never had a New Year's kiss.
You haven't?
I think this could be the year, though.
You ever been out and about on New Year's?
Yeah, I've been out. I've been other places.
Yeah.
But I've also been out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Places.
Places. I don't want to say
it's crazy. People just kiss anybody on New Year's.
And somehow it's never me.
Yeah.
Like, what do I got to do?
Get
a spray tan or something? What's going on? You need a bigger TikTok?
New Year's is... Years would go by where I think it was classic. No one knows what to do. No one knows what to do. And then the night comes, you're like, I don't really have plans. And it's just the worst.
Yeah.
So I've made a point to make fun plans on New Year's last few years. And it's one of my favorite nights. We went to Power and Light last year. It worked out where someone from Power and Light. So Power and Light they have places in St. Louis, Kansas City.
Oh, no way.
Des Moines. Cincinnati or something. Okay. Des Moines. I mean, random places. And it's kind of a.
Good for them.
So they hit me up. We're like, we heard you're in the Midwest. Like, we'd love to just, like, have you. I was like, oh.
Excuse me? Well, is this an explicit sex scene? Because I said no to that when I was 19. Yeah,
excuse me.
You want to have me?
I don't know anything about that. it was, so I was like, okay, well, yeah, I'm down to, like, tag y'all if you can just, like, hook up, like, a night. And they're like, yes. So so I tell my friends, and my friends are pumped because.
Also, maybe tell them what Power and Light is, because it does.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
it's an energy company, but it's not.
Yeah.
So we went and toured this trans.
Yeah, right at McKnight. This lighting warehouse lit up all their ultraviolet light.
You'd be surprised how much 500 watts can get you. It was amazing.
Oh, it's like a bar district, right? So if with bars and clubs, so typically, especially on New Year's, you're probably going to pay a hefty cover. Drinks are going to be more expensive. Like my crew probably wouldn't want to do that, but we got it hooked up. So we're like, oh, this will be fun. So we show up. They're like, immediately like, we need to see this or that. I'm like, oh, well, I mean, so-and-so here. She's like, got me hooked up. He's like, no. Like, oh, this is not a good start. You know, it's freezing cold. And she runs up. She's like, sorry. We have to stand. She's like, oh, okay, let me go get wristbands. So we wait there for 10 minutes. She finally does. Okay, let me go in here. Oh, my gosh, they don't have a table for you. Like, oh, This is part of we had like set up. We're gonna be from this place for like 10 to 12, and then after 12, and then right at 12, they were gonna like put us up front to see the like mini ball drop or whatever they had set up, cool. And then we're gonna go to the next place.
Okay.
Until whatever. Fun night planned.
Yeah.
So finally, we're 30 minutes in, nothing's happening. Finally, we get the table set up. Okay, we're hanging out over here. Cool. And they were promised us like some drinks, and of course, like we'll give you a bottle. So I thought it was a bottle of liquor, which for like 20 people gives everyone a drink.
Yeah.
But it was champagne, which gives everyone like a shot of champagne. I was like, okay, well, thanks.
Like us eight can like, have it and the rest of you guys can just smell it.
I was like,
it.
I feel like we should get some more. And smell I was trying to text breath. Her. She's like, okay, yes, like it's on the house. So we're just like, order a couple things, nothing crazy, but just like a drink at that type of atmosphere is literally like $15 each or something insane. So all my crew get something. They're like, oh, it's almost midnight, we need to go. And after we're leaving, like, whoa, buddy, here's your like bill, you know, something. It was like $600.
You're like, outrageous. Derek?
I was like,
I'm the guy.
Hey, okay, hey, what's going on? And so I'm texting her like, they're trying to sit me with this bill. What's going on? She's like, oh, let me try to like have it. And then we like miss the midnight thing. Like, okay, it's New Year's. I'm starting to get a little annoyed. It's 12:30 and I'm annoyed. I don't like this. And we go to the next bar and we sit us down there. Cool. And we, you know, it's fun. It's all good. We're making it happen. People are having a good time. And then people start trickling out as they wish. 1 a.m. So Kate and I go and I have some buddies stay behind. And I'm like asleep by now, but I get a call at like 2:15. Like, dude, they're trying to make me pay.
It's show like, them your Instagram now.
It's like, you have $1,000. Like, what do I do? And I, at this point, I was like, I'm done texting this girl. I'm done. I go, I'm like, dude, literally run out of there. And he's like, all right. And I didn't hear anything. And we just like, and that lady was nice. She sends me a text the next morning. Like, I have to apologize. Like, that's not how I want to do things.
Derek is a moron.
Anytime you want to be back. Yeah. Derek's in it. We'll hook you up. A week later, this buddy of mine, I run into, and he's never really told me anything. He's like, I was like, oh yeah, dude, sorry about that. He's like, man, it was crazy. I had to like juke a bodyguard. I was like, wait, what? He's like, yeah. They're like, you had to pay for it. I was like, dude, I'm not paying for it. And I just took off like while he's in front of the bouncer guy. He's like, I had to like juke him. Went and I was left, like dodging right. people. And I just ran out.
Good for him.
And I was like, cool. Oh, great. I'm glad you did.
Because, sounds like you found your pickleball partner.
Yeah.
Hit this guy.
Wow.
Up.
You are fearless. Got some nice agility, lateral movement. So that was a little unfortunate. And then, of course, about 2 months later, Chiefs from the Super Bowl. So I hit her up like, hey, you got to owe me. She's like, Super Bowl's different. We're all booked. I was like, all right. But they did. She did hit me up and off for the RV Full Tour. She's like, we see her in St. Louis. We'd love to like host the official after party and put you in a hotel. But
you tell her, hey, yeah, in a couple of years.
Well, at the time, randomly enough, a buddy of mine.
Oh, yeah, like, you already have a guy.
Yeah, a buddy of mine in St. Louis, like, in a shocking development, he was like a fratty, like, accountant, and he's pivoted to get, he's tatted up and, like, runs a club in St. Louis. So he was going to just hook us up. I was like, wow, St. Louis is my city, man.
Yeah.
I got us hooked up left and right. Also, he still runs that club, and he posts Insta stories. All bets are off in St. Louis, I guess. I mean, they're just bumping to that club every night.
Missouri, man. St. Louis, Branson. Anything goes. New Year's is fun, though. I feel like, New Year's and April Fool's Day are both days, at least for me, where I'm like, I should have done something better. There's like pressure. There's pressure to do something great, and I never do anything great.
Right.
You know, it's like I can have a nice night with friends on New Year's Eve and still feel like, should I have bought the confetti poppers?
Are they both holidays you think you're going to give a kiss?
Should I? Yeah.
You were fooled.
Should I have kissed her? That one's for April Fools, but should I not have kissed her?
Both nights you're like, girls told me they're going to kiss me tonight.
What's going to happen? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. I heard multiple verbal offers of kissing by the end
April
of today.
April Fools, or they found somebody
else. We'll see. I spent one New Year's Eve a few years ago in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I was doing a brain deal with Carnival Cruise. That was pretty sick, actually.
Dude, I saw y'all do that. And Matt Cutchell, another influencer buddy of mine, did a crazy Carnival cruise like partnership. And
crazy Carnival cruise.
Yeah.
Same
and I was so
paddle.
Jealous because Matt Cutchell, he was, and then even John Chris did like a cruise thing. I feel like it'd be so fun to be paid to do a cruise.
Dude.
Like do shows on a cruise and like be the, because I remember, tell me if this is what y'all know. I remember Matt Cutchell, he was like, did this whole thing where he's posting stuff, but also like the cruise itself, he was like kind of the host of entertainment. So he ran this like live stream interview where he interviewed Sam Hunt, who's like this big time country singer. And then he was like, he had this ongoing bit for content of the week where he was like water boy or something. And he was just like this,
like a lifeguard.
Yeah. Or something. He was just going around the boat. And he's like, what's up guys? And he was like the, almost the MC of the whole cruise. I'm like, how fun.
I would love to have done that.
What did y'all do? You just did shot content on it.
We always kind of joked that it was the easiest brand deal of all time. Cause it wasn't just like free cruise and do this. It was like,
did they pay us well? Did they overpay you? Matt Cushel says it was like the most he's ever been paid. They were just Carnival randomly overpaid a bunch of influencers.
It was random. It's like, we are not travel vloggers. We don't do this.
Yeah.
And they paid us very well. And we were kind of nervous because like, have you been on a cruise before? Yeah, yeah. We've talked about it. Mm-hmm. They never have good Wi-Fi. And so when you do a brand deal.
I've never even bothered. I bet it's horrible.
There's always like approval, you know, and they accept it. Then you have to, you know, post it or whatever. And so we were kind of nervous about that. And they're like, just post it. Whatever you shoot, just post it. We're good with it. So there was no approval.
Wow.
It was one YouTube video is all we had to do. We just filmed ourselves on the cruise and posted
it. That's a blast.
Dude, it was awesome.
I heard a horror story once of a guy who was on a cruise and he really didn't watch some like important football game. So he like paid for some kind of hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget the whole story, but it was some kind of detail where like he didn't read some fine print or something and didn't realize like he was like roaming the whole time. And he had some like several thousand dollar bill.
Jeez.
Of fees.
I hope his team won.
Yeah, dude.
Made it a little better.
But cruises are great. I was so jealous of the Carnival. The brand deal would be so fun.
Cruises may not be looking too hot in the future, though.
No, they're not. Wait, how do we start talking about this? I had something I was going to say.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's.
Getting kissed, but not really because April 1st, and idiot.
How'd you start talking about
Derek.
A cruise?
That's where I spent New Year's Eve like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Atlantic Ocean.
That's fun. I don't remember.
Sandpaper pickleball paddle. Matt Cutchell, John,
oh!
Carnival, MCing, Waterboy.
Oh, yeah, I just think it'd be so fun to be paid to be on a cruise like that. I don't remember what I was going to say. But
I've had so many people tell me that specifically, typically when they're on a cruise, but just like, Jake, I'm looking at this cruise director. He's okay, but I think you could do it better. And like, I would like that. I think once we get canceled, that's probably what I'll do.
I'm sorry, literally since we started working together, I don't think I've had any fun brand deals. To like go anywhere. What
did you used to have them?
Have you called me going anywhere on a fun brand thing that you didn't come on?
We went to Florida for the weird church thing.
Yeah, but was there any that I went without you? We were like,
oh,
I wish you would have taken me. I don't think I.
No.
Wow, because I had 2017 McDonald's took me to Coachella. That was awesome. You didn't know that?
Oh yeah, and you went to like the Super Bowl, right?
2017, dude.
What's wrong with me?
I think brands like. I've just done this less because I think they realize like, oh, we can pay him the same amount and he just stay in his living room.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
You know what I mean? Or like we can pay him less. He just stay in his living room. We don't have to give him this whole shebang. But in 2017, I went to the Super Bowl with Visa. I went to the Country Music Awards with T-Mobile.
Sam
on the red carpet. I was, which that's a funny story. I went to the Final Four.
Wow.
I went to Coachella.
That's crazy.
2018 was Coachella. I'm sorry. I went to what else? I think that was it. And then I went to the Final Four again in 2018. And then I went to the college football final in 2018. But 2019, nothing, dude. When you got dropped on board, we just did it in the house.
We went to Vermont.
Dude, you helped me shoot the Samsung stuff, right? So I went to the college football final with my manager. Instead of you, but it was because it was like my manager swung that because we didn't shoot any content there.
Yeah,
it was just like
yeah.
It was just part of the deal where like shot the videos here and then I went and did it. But
that's okay.
I don't know. It's
if they give you another 70-inch TV,
yeah,
maybe throw it my way,
dude. They just stopped doing that. I remember. There's a few. Yeah, I guess which makes sense. Yeah, there's like you can just stay home.
Well, once events start coming back, maybe we can go on one.
Yeah.
Maybe a new fire festival will pop up. We can go there.
Yeah.
Vlog it.
I know. I think, I went to the Super Bowl like in 2019 too.
No, you did not.
Wait. 2017, 2018. Did I? Dude.
I don't think so.
No. When was it in Minneapolis? Where was it in 2019?
I don't know.
Minneapolis?
Maybe.
To be fair, I just went two nights. It was literally -2 degrees and I came home. It wasn't like
that's okay.
Great.
That's okay.
And then it is annoying because sometimes you do it like I've been on a couple where they're like they just hook you up as the creator, and it's like, this, I've got access to everything. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Then I've been at a couple where they're like, hey, we want you to come out to Minneapolis to go to this like one certain party and shoot this for EA Sports. Cool. Which that was a nightmare because I showed up and this guy was clueless. He's like, yeah, man, just let me know if you need help. Shoot a video in here. It's like in the middle of a Machine Gun Kelly concert. It's like dark and I mean, loud as can be. I was like, what do you want to do in here? But I've been to others. I remember that weekend in Minneapolis, I went home early because then I just went solo, I think, to get this done. And my manager was somewhere, but there were the girls and guys at this agency I was kind of just hanging with, befriending. And they're like, yeah, we're going to this next, like, because the few days before the Super Bowl in that city, there's like corporate parties every night that are like all out. So, you know, McDonald's party, 21 Savage performs. Like,
Wolf of Wall
Street. Going to this party. I'm like, cool. Like, but we only have so many wristbands. Like, sorry.
And light green doesn't really get you into this party.
I guess I'll go back to my Sheridan. What am I doing up here?
I'll see the sights. I've always wanted to see Minneapolis in the winter.
I know it's not their fault, but it just gets weird because there are all these exclusive parties and I've only gotten access to like one for one night, but I'm supposed to be here for the whole weekend. And I guess it's too cold. So I just like sat in my hotel room for a whole day. I'm like, what?
Dang, that's sick.
It's not fun. Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend though? Going to Oklahoma. What's on the docket?
Got a wedding in Oklahoma, which, Oklahoma, all bets are off as well. But I don't know. I'll probably wear a mask.
While you drive down?
Yes. And then...
That's my favorite thing to see.
And then, yeah, probably go to like a Walmart and take it off when I'm in there. But no. I'll probably wear a mask to the wedding and I don't know. I might like leave early. I'm not worried about it, but also I'm a little... I don't know. I'm down to like take some risks, but I don't know. I am starting to feel like I don't know if we should have 100 plus strangers in a room.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, our pact. We won't tell each other. Yeah. Everyone has it. You got to keep it a secret.
I'm like, Jake, come over for the podcast. We're sitting to record. I'm like, it's a tickle.
Trey and I vowed that if either of us gets the coronavirus, we are going to try to hide our symptoms from each other.
Do you smell that? No. Did you fart? I can't smell it.
No. We're just wondering.
Just testing.
Like, I think he has it.
Yeah, it is. I've talked about that where because like this wedding I'm going to, this girl has avoided hanging out with our group for the past 6 weeks.
But now she wants you all to come.
That's what I'm saying. She's like, I do not want to be sick for my wedding, which makes sense. But she's like, if we're like getting together, it's like, guys, can we get together maybe like outside with masks? Because like I want to be careful. So she's like being the COVID police, and then she's like, all right, come to my wedding. It's indoors, and there's 100 people there.
Yeah,
and it's like She's left early on several others' weddings. So I'm going to get to my actual point. I'm not that worried about it. I just want to give it back to her. I'm going to leave at 8:45 because you left early on mine.
And like, let her know. All right, we're heading out.
All right.
I know you notice you're not wearing a watch. So it's 8:30. Just FYI, it is 8:30 and I'm leaving
for the
now.
Very first time. Mr. and Mrs. O'Hare. I'm leaving.
Do you object? No.
Nope.
I don't object.
I'm leaving. I'm done.
But I am leaving. I'm on my way out.
I'm going to be in the classic, like down the aisle where everyone's clapping. I'm going to be in the back waving out the exit.
Peace sign up.
Yeah. Peace.
Yeah. It's good while it lasted.
And it's tough. And then one of my good friends is getting married. I'm having some friends text me like, is he still doing it? I'm like, yeah, I think he is. I don't. Weird. It's weird. Wild times, man.
I saw that our friend Scott, he's getting married. You know, Scott.
I saw they're having like a
barbecue
shower thing
now.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, well, at least it's something. Yeah. Back of the envelope said, please wear masks, though. I'm like, outdoor
barbecue with masks.
It's going to be hot.
That doesn't sound. Yeah, I just.
It's going to be hot.
I get it's tough because the wedding stuff. I think if anything, COVID's unveiled how absurd our wedding culture is in this country.
Like
I don't. We don't get to do a shower, an engagement party, and a bachelorette party in Scottsdale. And we can't do a 300 person wedding and we can't go on honeymoon to Bali.
So I guess we saved probably $20,000-$25,000.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is a bummer. And all like my 10 closest friends, none of them had to buy flights to all different places I was inviting them. This is such a bummer for everyone.
Stupid.
They didn't have to get me gifts. I didn't get them gifts. Gosh, this pandemic is the worst.
I don't know how anyone our age has afforded this lifestyle with, with, like, I mean, how many thousands of dollars have you spent on your friend's wedding? Travel there to stay there. Gifts.
Less than a thousand, probably. Really?
Have you ever been in a wedding?
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
I feel like my gift is my groomsmanship.
You guys just do it different in that small town. Dude, I'm from a, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I've been in like,
I think you're 11, spending way too much money.
No, well, I've been in 11 weddings, and every time you're a groomsman, they're like, I have to spend $200 on a renting a suit or something.
Oh.
You know how to do
that's true, but I forgot about the suits. I was thinking like a gift, and I'm like, if I'm a groomsman, that's my gift.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, at least we agree on that.
But have you been in the situation where there's people who are too nice? Like, hey, guys, we're all going in on a gift.
Yeah.
And I've been that guy enough, but I'm not going to do it every time, but I've definitely been like, haven't we all spent enough? And then I look like a jerk, but I know everyone agrees with me. You know, the best man is like, guys, it's going to be a gift. I'm like, let's not.
It's like, then again, he chose tuxedos instead of suits for us. Yeah. So.
That's because I've been a groomsman probably 9 times or something. Yeah. So that's $1,800 right there.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple, I think they paid for it. Thank you. But then a few were travel. So it's probably $500 every time you fly and stay somewhere. And then the bachelor party. Sometimes dudes do it a little bigger. So you get all those.
Now you're reminding me. I have spent quite a bit of money on Mondays.
It's crazy. Weddings. Yeah. It's crazy. So that's why, But
I should start planning mine just in case. Have a pandemic option, a non-pandemic option.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah.
You can't wait to get married? My groomsmen are not paying for their suits they have to get.
They're not? You're covering?
Well, I'm lucky I can leverage like my setup, but it's like we found some lady who's like down to like hook up the suits for like wholesale price.
Yeah.
And it's just.
Might as well.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I don't know if I'm in a hurry to get married per se, but the idea of a wedding I like. I've seen so many of them. Mm. We've talked about this on Correct Opinions way back in the day, and they're all so boring and the same.
Yeah.
Not at the triplet wedding. It's going to be awesome.
Like, what's boring about a wedding?
Just, I mean, not even to be funny, but just like the fact that the bride and groom don't really ever address the crowd that's there. Like, they are like robots in a, or like they're like puppets on a string.
You mean for like the ceremony?
The ceremony is so.
Yeah, it's like they're acting like no one's there.
I mean, it's, you know, it makes sense. It's very ceremonial.
The last ceremony I went to, they did a little bit of that, but they're like, The pastor was just like, just look out and just take a moment to just look at and smile upon the people who love you. And that was like even, I wish they'd never acknowledge
don't
us.
Don't look at smiling.
They just turn and we're just like.
Like, you look like a Chucky doll. Stop.
For like 20 seconds.
Stop looking at me.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to, and I'm not going to go up there and do a comedy routine or. Give a TED talk or anything. All right, strap in. It's point 1 of 7 of why I'm excited to marry Jessica.
I hate when the pastor does a stand-up bit. You ever been to one of those? I went to one I'll never forget. He just like stole the show and was just cracking. Like he cracked like 12 jokes up there. I'm like, all right, come on, tie the knot.
Yeah, but I think I just want to do something that at least addresses them or has some sort of cool like, I don't know. Most of the time people get to weddings super early and they're just sitting there. Mm. I think that is time that can be used to do something cool.
This last one I went to, and I've seen more do this, and it's very smart. It's like they have a little bar by the ceremony area, like already serving drinks. So you know, as you should probably arrive 15-30 minutes early. Mm-hmm. So we kind of got there and just chatted for a moment and grabbed a drink and then sat down. I was like, that was nice. Instead of just like sitting here for 20 minutes.
Like oh, I've read the pamphlet 6 times. Yep. I've already looked up all the bridesmaids on Instagram.
Let's do the same thing again.
Yeah.
Like, but we went to one where the speeches are so often just brutal. Like I'm amazed how I'm so mean. The best man was the brother or something. And he looked like he was probably 32. And this is how he gave his speech. If the crowd is a camera and you're the groom, he was just like, I just really happy for you. And, I've loved you for a long time. And I think we can all say I like leaned over. I was like, has this guy ever talked to a person before?
Speak with
like,
some.
Katie was like, stop.
Confidence.
Stop. Yeah.
Brother.
Come on. Well, you grown man. I understand if you were 16. Like someone's like a little sibling who's like, I love it. You know, you're like, oh. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. On, grown come, man.
Give me a little stage present. Or the worst is the guy who's like, the guy immediately everyone's like laughing at, not with.
Yeah.
I'm his college buddy. And let's just say, I don't know. I wouldn't really, I'm kind of shocked you settled down. And then people are like, this guy's an idiot.
Like, oh, this sucks. Yeah, I've seen so many and weddings I filmed. It's hard to find a good wedding like my speech.
Ryan, my buddy, who's just like really blunt too. He's like, because a lot of guys default, oh, my brother's my best man. They could be like, this guy's darn near a stranger to you. Like Connor.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm like, you don't even talk to this guy.
Well, yeah.
Like Ryan has a brother. He's like, I don't even, my brother. He's like, if I had my way, my brother wouldn't even be a groomsman. It's like, respect. He's like, we aren't like friends. Like, he's my brother. I love him, but.
They don't really talk very
much. Yeah. I mean, we're cordial to each other, of course, but yeah, I think it's great. Who's going to do your speeches? Are you just going to, is it best man does it all? Because me, I'm like, oh, you're my best man, but I'm going to plan my bachelor party because I can plan it better than you.
Yeah. I'm a planner. Them to have complete control of the bachelor party. Yeah. I like planning stuff. I think I might somewhat choose my best man based on who will give a good speech. Like, I want my wedding to legitimately be like entertaining in a way.
Oh, do you know O'Neill's is my best man?
Oh, okay, nice.
Does he seem like a good speech guy?
He seems like he, behind closed doors, could like write some funny stuff.
Yeah.
How is he at delivery though?
I think does pretty good. He's like a confident guy. Like, okay. I think it would.
I mean, he makes me laugh. I think he's really funny.
Yeah. So I think I have him, I want to ask him and another buddy. I have this other buddy you haven't met who's just he's the type of guy he's just so funny. And his whole life, he's been the guy who has no shame.
Yeah.
Like that. And every time he's ever gotten on a mic at a wedding, he says something slightly inappropriate and just makes the room laugh and please make a speech. He had
say something about my mom.
We had he's just the rowdy, goofy guy. We had a wedding for this friend. It was a rehearsal dinner and they're speeches. And he just immediately gets up. Let me get that mic. And he's a guy who plays it up too. He had been drinking, but he played it up as I had a ton, man. But he got up there and had drank too much. And he started saying stuff. He thanked the bride and groom for being there.
Hey, thank you guys.
Thanks for being here. And he's like, and they're from Houston. It was during all the floods. He's like, I think we can say about all of us, we're just really inspired with how you've handled Hurricane Harvey. What are you talking about?
How you've specifically handled it.
So I want been that inspiring. Guy to make a speech in my wedding.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah. I want someone who can give a good speech. And I want, bottom line, I want people to drive home from my wedding being like, we were on the fence about going. I'm so glad we went. That was crazy. Doves.
You want it to be less about you guys. You want to be up putting on a fun night for the
Honestly. Truly. Selfless. It's just who I am. I love to entertain.
I love that.
And I want everyone to be happy.
Well, I have high hopes now.
Yeah.
I'm happy to open for you.
You will be, you will be doing a little stand-up set and a little singing at the end.
Well,
and show me that WAP and laundry move during the reception. I want to see that.
This guy's a future in acting. Give it together for the WAP and laundry
WAP,
guy.
WAP.
Remember the song. No, I think that's a great, you've inspired me because, we've postponed our wedding a couple times and we're now we have the benefit of, I know Katie's a little bummed. We'll make sure because, I wanted the whole thing to be special. I wanted you to be bawling, crying.
That's not going to happen.
Dude, I told her it is. I've got to try to lock in, dude. I'm going to fake it or something. Yeah.
You told her, hey, you know what, babe, count on me.
I love you more every day. It'll be special. But, I'm just going to be get the boys. Ah! No, but that, I want to do something creative, something fun. I've thought of a couple creative ideas. Hey, guys, if you're sitting there, we're going to do a toast to Kane and Trey. Surprise. Taped under your cup, taped under your chairs, a little bottle of champagne. I've never experienced this. Hey, the bride and groom are dizzy on the dance floor. Take a photo with a cardboard cutout of them. So I'm thinking it's fun.
That's cool. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff you could do.
Their cardboard cutouts were inspired. The last one I went to, the grandma, because of COVID, old grandma didn't come. So they got a cardboard cutout of her.
Of the grandma.
Which is that should be a sketch somewhere. Because some people were like, that's morbid. Is she dead?
Is she dead now?
But we had her in the dance floor.
Just bringing grandma out with him. Have grandma backing it up on you.
Like, whoa, see that whoa, footage. Whoa. It was that song? It's a little bit loud and a little bit soft.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the cover cut out. We're down on the ground. It's a little bit louder now. A little bit louder. And then me and my buddies were jumping with grandma. Grandma. It was great.
Oh, I miss dancing. Maybe I'll get to dance this weekend. I don't know. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. I know. I wonder if, the weddings I've heard of, the one that happened this weekend are the ones that are we're going to require masks on the dance floor.
How fun it's is wild. That? How fun.
It's wild. Yeah. How fun is that?
That's too bad. But yeah. Weddings, man. If any of you guys know anyone who wants to get married to me, let me know.
Man, I can't. Yeah. Now I want you to find her purely selfishly. I can't wait for this wedding. It's going to be lit.
And for yours,
you have to have a live band, dude. That's the only, that's what I said. That's the only thing I told Katie is like, whatever it takes, we have to like cut corners here and there. Like we got to make a live band happen. It's just so much better. 10 more fun.
It really
times
is
10, dude. So like I got her, which is a new trend. Like let's do electronic, like save the dates and stuff like that. And invites like that saves like $2,000 or $3,000. It's outrageous. Anyone would pay that to mail things to people. But yeah, that's
with a live band. You could do like interactive stuff with them. Like I'm coming up with this now,
dude. I'll put this out there, and I mean this. I'm sure Alan's down too. Me, Alan, and we can travel a couple of times. We'll do your live band for free.
No,
I'm gonna put that out there. That's probably they're like, okay, this guy again. How much attention does he need? But I'm saying, if you want it that bad, I would do it for free. I think doing a wedding band. If I wasn't doing what I was doing,
Like you need to see so many different genres. More
time, like I would, that would for sure be like a side hobby. I think it'd be so fun. Just partying with everyone and singing up there.
Yeah,
that'd be so fun.
That would be fun. I want to do the thing at my wedding. Like you see it sometimes in like viral videos where it's like the groom or bride, whatever, vice versa, grab the mic like, "Hey babe, remember when I said I was taking boxing lessons? I was really taking singing lessons." And then I go up there and I'm still just terrible at singing.
Yeah. No, I know. They taught me how to enunciate.
Yeah. Sorry. I only took 2 lessons. Yeah. So I'm still terrible.
I've thought about how to like, I've had that thought. Like if I had some big fans who were getting married and I could, is there some like creative sweepstakes we could set up? Like, hey, enter this. And if you're getting married this summer, Trey and company will be your live wedding.
Dude.
Band. How fun would that be?
I just want to be there to see it, dude. That's
you
awesome.
You could like MC and DJ and some or something.
Yeah, or just film the whole dance. Experience. Yeah, I'll just be head dancer.
We're going to do that, dude. Next year when COVID's over, we're going to think of a creative sweepstakes. And it's like, hey,
dude, you have to.
There's so many weddings next year. Hey, a lot of weddings happening this year, a lot of postponed weddings. Here's a sweepstakes. Winner will come perform at your wedding.
And that way, purely my wedding won't be your first one.
Yeah.
You know?
And then I'll be loose. And yeah, then I'll be like,
get the kinks out. Dude, that would be so sick. Just you and Alan.
Fun idea. We just thought of that.
Some like trumpeteer.
We know a couple of guys. Yeah. We could.
I mean, Hosier.
Round out the band. Yeah. I'm still in Hosier. another guy told me I could open up for Pitbull, so I could probably hit up Pit. He prefers Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, 305. But dude, that's so fun.
That would be so fun.
I always think it's cool that like you don't shy away from your singing voice because there's so many people who can sing well and are like nervous about it or scared of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like, my confidence is there. The stage presence is there. But I am so bad at singing. I can't believe you're hiding this talent.
It's like another form of insecurity where I just go over the top and I just try to make it like a bit. Where
I'm like this is kind of funny.
And I'm like, no, listen, I'm an incredible singer. And then I just go off. And I think it is a tough lane to be in where it's just like, yeah, I'm a good singer. And I think I'm a good singer and I sing for real. And you're just like, but I'm just like, no, listen, I'm incredible. Go off. But because this, we'll wrap up here. This Dierks Bentley Bar in Nashville hit me up. Like, we're trying to get into comedy. Would Trey do like a show? Which okay. I thought was a horrible idea.
Okay.
But then I was telling my manager, like, dude, Jack, let's swing it like this. Tell them like, I'll do a mixture of. I just want to because whenever I see those Nashville bars with those just cover bands, I'm like, I would love to be up there for 3 hours.
Yeah,
just none of these people they're like half listening, just like get to sing. Or I was like, what if like we could set up a thing where this is random night and I could tell my fans and I'm at Dierks Bentley in Nashville and I'm just singing with a cover band and I could like have a few like comedic songs I prepare.
Yeah,
and. We just couldn't come, like, they just weren't vibing it, but I was like, dude, I would fly to Nashville once a month to do that. How fun would that be?
Dude, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I could sing like you, I would find ways to sing on a stage all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Well.
But I can't.
Wedding 2021. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'll start taking those singing lessons. Lie to my fiance.
What? How do you do a sweepstakes for that? I remember, like, the Chiefs did something. I was like. Sweepstakes to have Travis Kelce be a groomsman in your wedding.
Oh, nice.
That's did you hear cool. about that?
Yeah, yeah. Because you were kind of a part of it, right?
Yeah, they were like, asked me to kind of, I was the people, I was
the knocker,
the person who knocked at the door, like, hey, but I was like, is there a way to find out if these people know who the heck I am? It's like, I'm not that famous.
You're
like,
not Travis Kelce.
Like, hey, and they're like, our Prime package doesn't arrive till tomorrow.
I'm Trey
Kennedy, but I guess they found out
same they didn't initials. Know
me, otherwise they were just really nice.
They
but
faked
it was like,
it.
You guys won. Travis Kelce's coming to your wedding. Here's Travis Kelce. But he wasn't there. It was like a video on a laptop. Hey. But I think the sweep, they were just like, I'm like blanking on how sweepstakes work. I guess the payoff for the NFL was like getting a bunch of data on people. It was just like everyone enter here for a chance to win.
Yeah. I think it's up to you, whatever you want. It's like whatever would be most valuable for you to get from people.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely money. Money and
$100 to enter.
Clippings of their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spit in a... Yeah, just 23andMe style. Spit in a vial, send it in. Don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions. Don't worry about what's going on.
But this is how you enter. No, yeah. I don't know. I think it just might just text my fans just off the text number. Like, anyone getting married? I'd love to do the wedding. I'm bored. Probably just do it like that.
I've never been to Portland. If anyone's getting married there, could be sick.
Yeah.
Let me know. Yeah, you should do that. Get the sweepstakes.
Well, that's a fun idea.
You guys like the sign?
Do less guests. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, we kind of repositioned the room. We were on that wall and you could see like a door behind it. I don't know why I ever put on that wall. And now we're here and I think it looks way better.
The window's over there now.
Yep. So episode 13.
It's more than six.
Yeah, we've definitely been doing a little while. We're gonna get up and get serious here. Look at these arms too. I love it. Stare down. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back every Thursday. Appreciate y'all.
See you guys in Branson.
Yep. See you in Branson, baby. We're gonna be there all the time.
Pickle.
All right. Peace.